palatial Pride 48 studios high atop the universe. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 Platinum Edition. Get all three editions of Roller Coaster Tycoon, including Soaked and Wild, included in one helpful package. Check them out at rollercoastertycoon.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code of DI Plus for a special listener. I guess that's kind of redundant, isn't it? Anyway, I am joined. No, that's not right. This is the part where I say, welcome to DI Plus. I'm Daniel Brewer, and I'm joined by the roller coaster free state of Arkansas, by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hi, Adam, how are you?
Are you flummoxed?
I've got a cough. It's my problem.
Flabbergasted. Actually, we do have roller coasters. Well,
no, I do not believe that. There are no roller coasters in the state of Arkansas.
There are.
No, there's not.
There are.
It is a scientifically proven fact that there are no roller coasters of note in the
state
of Arkansas.
Now, if you add of note, then
I be talking about a roller coaster that is not of note?
Well, I don't know, but you can't just say blanket statements. There are no roller coasters.
Why? You know what? People make blanket statements like that all the time. Like, people will go to a bar and go like, there's nobody here. And yet it's clearly a full bar of people. And what they mean is that there's nobody here that they're interested
of
in.
Of note.
There's nobody here of note. Exactly. Is what they mean.
Well, we do have a couple of roller coasters, but none of note. So there you go.
There are none of note. You know, I was looking for, as the weather is getting nicer here in Connecticut, I was looking for a theme park around here.
Were you? I was wondering why you were talking about Roller Coaster Tycoon or whatever. I was actually wondering because you stopped playing World of Warcraft. You mentioned that game last week as well. You mentioned Zoo Tycoon last week. So I was wondering, now that you've apparently quit, you know, the RPG realm or whatever, you know, are you now pulling out old like 80s and 90s? Like,
I have not quit the RPG realm. In fact, the only reason the Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 is sitting here on my desk, which is this is where I get the sponsors from, is whatever is sitting on my desk that I can read. Because today it was a toss up. Here, hold on a second. It was a toss up, you see, between Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 that I have here in this hand and new Mr. China. Chinese restaurant.
Right
over here, and I had in my other hand, because you can get to them at newmrchina.com. And that really is their website.
Well, you know, that actually we were using something on my desk last week or week before.
The
you know, the Astroglide. So you have Zoo Tycoon on your desk and I have Astroglide. So there you go.
That speaks volumes about our personalities.
Probably so.
No, I still play RPGs. I've been playing Rift. Steven from Wisconsin plays Rift with me. I play Rift. And I also play, I haven't in a while. Sorry, just drop stuff. I haven't in a while, but I do have a couple of characters in SWTOR.
Okay. Well, so you have officially, are you waiting on Mists of Pandaria to go back?
In fact, I'm already in the Mists of Pandaria beta. I've been playing World of Warcraft for 6 years, and I have lost the desire to play it. That's all. I've gotten bored with it. It's just 6 years old. It's not that I'm bored with gaming. I'm not bored with other games. I'm just happen to be bored. When you're forced to play a game, well, not forced, but when you play a game 2 nights a week for 3 hours a night, you know, that just eats up a lot of your time.
I know. I mean, yes, I've never done that.
Let me give you an example. Let's say that you and I, needed to switch the nights because you had, let's say it was Easter Sunday, just, you know, out of curiosity, you know, just out of whatever, as an example. Let's
your
say that today was, right, let's just, you know, a completely made up situation here, a hypothetical, if you will, that today is Easter Sunday, because clearly it's not, right, because it's not even Sunday.
Right.
By the time people are listening to this,
I was taking a drink.
Let's say that it was Easter Sunday, and you were the lead solo trumpetist in the cantata or something at church, and you needed to postpone recording today.
Okay,
we were scheduled to record today, and you needed to postpone recording. Well, there's no problem. There's just two of us, right? You can text message and go, "Hey, do you mind putting it off?" And I'll be like, "Ah, no, not a problem. Well, sure, we can put it off." When you're playing World of Warcraft in a raiding group like that, the game mechanics now have gotten themselves to the point where you can't, if you don't show up, you're letting 10 other people, well, 9 other people down. And it's very difficult for them to find a replacement for you if you're in one of the one or two positions that are hard to replace. So like if you're in the main tank, and which I was, then it's very hard for someone else to step in and do that job.
That would be stressful for me. Although, so instead of just postponing or canceling one particular day, you've just quit the group entirely.
Well, we had taken a break, and then I just decided, you know what, this is a good time just not to come back. And here's the thing. This is why, is because games like Rift and even to a lesser extent SWTOR, which, by the way, that's Star Wars The Old Republic. So SWTOR. Anyway, those are newer MMOs, and they have better mechanics in them. Because I don't know if you've heard this or not, but computers do math now. It's like a new thing.
I thought that was the original thing that computers did.
No. Like computers have never been able to do math, but now they can do math.
Calculators before.
See, part of the mechanics that I have become annoyed with are in World of Warcraft, you have to either have a group of 5, or you can have a group of 10, or you can have a group of 25. What the hell was that? Oh, that was an Adam for Adam.
That was nothing.
Email.
It was not.
It was an Adam for Adam message. I recognize that.
Let me just mute that channel.
That was an Adam for... Wait, what did it say?
Oh, that was your channel that I muted. Wait a minute.
What did he say? I want to hear what did the person say.
That was not Adam for Adam. I don't know.
Hey,
you know, you are a married man, sir. How do you even know what Adam for Adam sounds like?
I have friends. You know what? A friend of mine who I can't even say his name because I'm not allowed to because of some stupid, I don't know, non-disclosure agreement. But yeah, a friend of mine who was married for a very long time just became single. So now I know about all these noises.
Oh, okay. So he's let you know. I see. You're just
excellent.
Okay. I'm not saying that they go off while I'm at work. I'm just saying that I've heard them.
Okay.
I can tell you what the scruff sound sounds like too.
Well, I can't tell you what a grinder sound sounds like. I'll tell you that because I was banned like 2 months ago.
Right.
So yeah. I even emailed them and asked them to unban me, and they haven't even responded. They didn't even bother to respond.
They can't be bothered. They're very busy people. All right, so let me get back to my thing. So my problem with World of Warcraft is that you have 5 people or 10 people or 25 people, and it's very hard-coded into that, right? You can't – if you had 24 people, it can't work. If you have 9 people, won't work. If you have 13 people, won't work. If you have 6 people – won't work. If you have 4 people, won't work. So the newer MMOs recognize the fact that, you know what, that is a arbitrary and stupid restriction to put on things. So the in-game like stuff in Rift, it doesn't matter how many people you have. You could have 2 people. You could have 4 people. You could have 16 people. You could have 32 people. The game, using math that computers can now do, scales itself based on how many people are there. Right. So apparently World of Warcraft doesn't know how to do math. And I have decided, well, this math then that you should be concerned about is the lack of my subscription, which is crazy because I've already paid up for 6 months. So it's not like I've...
Right.
I haven't canceled my account. I'm just not playing.
So anyway, you are still playing games like Zoo Tycoon, and those are keeping you...
This was sitting on my desk.
Right.
That's not even loaded on my computer. I'm playing lots of games. I always play lots of games.
Do they have a train tycoon by any chance?
Yes, they do. Yes, they
really
do.
So you build little trains?
It's not commonly remembered that the guy who wrote SimCity... which later went on to write The Sims and later, you know, that guy. Can't remember his name right now. But that was his whole initial thing. The original SimCity grew out of a project that he had done in graduation or as a graduate project about mass transit. So it was all about trains and public transportation. In fact, in the original SimCity, mass transit was so overweighted that as long as you put some form of mass transit in your town, you would always win.
For some reason, when you started to say mass transit, I was thinking you were about to say masturbation, and I was thinking, wait, what was his?
That, sir, is a perfect segue, and you don't even realize that. You see, because what I did this past weekend,
actually, I totally set you up for that, and then you actually mentioned the segue word.
No, because I don't even think you realize.
No.
What this is. I went I talked in the last show about how, you know, I wanted to take some day trips around here when the weather got nicer to kind of like see some stuff. So I got into my head is like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go into New York City this Saturday.
Right.
And we're going to do that because I want to go do it when we don't have to be somewhere. so that we're not trying to figure things out when we're supposed to be meeting people for dinner or meeting people at a show or something like that. Or God forbid, we spend $100 on Avenue Q tickets and then we like, you know, try to figure out how to get there and do everything the day before the, you know, or the day of the show and then end up missing the show.
You know, Avenue Q was playing in Buffalo a few months back.
I just use that as an example.
Right.
I'm just saying. But, you know, so the point is I wanted to go in there with no agenda. So I wanted to go in there, not the podcast with
right,
John DeVore,
right.
Just I wanted to go in there without having an agenda, just trying to say.
Well, you could actually listen to No Agenda on the train on the way in there with no agenda.
You could. Now, so part of the trip involves taking what we like to call here in the New England area, the commuter train. So leaving from Newhaven, which is just to our south, which is what we call New Haven.
I was going to say, isn't it New Haven?
No, because if you know the people, you got to remember Yale University is in Newhaven, and they are such stuck-up little fuckers that if you say New Haven, they will correct you. They'll go, it is not New Haven, it is New Haven. Did you hear the difference? Say it again. What's the name of the place?
New Haven.
No, it's New Haven.
New Haven. Okay.
See, the accent like is on the haven, not on the new.
It's kind of like in England, anything with ham on the end of it is not ham. It's like Buckingham, you know, instead of Buckingham, it's Buckingham.
So they're all such douches about it. And they listen. And here's the thing. They'll scrutinize listening to you just so that they can jump on any perceived. So even when you are conscious of this and you are trying to put the emphasis on haven, New Haven, they're so anal about it that they will still jump on you even if you think you are putting. So I've just decided the best way to go about this is just to get to the word as quickly as possible. So I've just made it into one word, which is Newhaven. So there you go. So that's why I like to call it Newhaven.
So anyway, they don't correct you on that either?
Correct. Because then they just look at me and they go, what the fuck is that? Right. So anyway, so you go to Newhaven and you take the train from Newhaven. It's a 103-minute trip from Newhaven to Grand Central Station in New York City. And it's $10 each way. So it's a $20 round trip, which is incredibly cheap. And it's a nice little train. It goes right along the coast of Connecticut. It's very pretty. It was a lovely little ride. So here's the thing. We're going down this train. And for whatever reason, I decided I didn't want to carry around a lot of stuff for my day in the city. So I didn't bring anything with me other than my phone. So I didn't, I probably should have brought my tablet so I could have read and, you know, done some stuff on the train. But it was our first trip and there was things to see. So I wasn't bored, right? I was sightseeing and everything, but it kind of made me aware of everyone else around me. So on the trip back from New York, it was a very crowded train. And there was this family sitting across from us with a son that could not have been more than 10 and a daughter that could not have been more than, you know, 14. And that the little 10-year-old boy was, I don't know if they gave him crack or if he had some kind of, glandular problem, whatever. He could not sit still. He was up and down. He was crazy. He was just bouncing off the walls of the train. And I wanted to punch him. I really wanted to punch him, but that's not the story. The story.
You probably shouldn't punch 10-year-old boys.
Right. So the story here is
should
that
you have them urinating on pots of eggs.
As he's fighting with his sister, as sisters and brothers are wont to do, there's parts of this train where the seats are backwards, right?
Okay.
That's because the commuter train doesn't turn around. It just goes back and forth on the same line. So half the seats are facing one way, half the seats are facing the other way. But at the ends of the cars, there are seats that are facing each other. So you could have like a little family of four or six that would be sitting facing each other.
Right.
So three and two. So the boy was sitting facing his sister.
You could play games.
Right. They were sitting there fighting back and forth. And she kicked him. Now with her socked foot,
Mommy,
she
kicked
him.
Me.
No, in his balls. I mean, she like jammed her foot like right in between his legs or right where his balls were. I mean, it was enough that I just caught it out of the corner of my eye and I was like, oh God, that hurt. Oh Jesus Christ, that hurt. I mean, it was like, wow. And there was like this moment of silence before the kid like, you know, went ah, and screamed. And, but it didn't hurt him that bad. So, you know, things hadn't dropped or whatever I don't know. So the point is that he then said, she said something like, that would have hurt you a lot more if you'd been going through puberty. And he was like, oh, I am going through puberty. And then they got into an argument about that. And then they lean over the chairs to talk to their parents. I know I'm going a long way for this story. But they lean over the back of the chair to talk to their parents.
You know,
and
in
say,
fact, I think you're going up the state of up the coast of Connecticut for this story.
Leaning over the chair and is like, dad, I'm going, aren't I going through puberty? And his dad, a little very uncomfortably, just, you know, like, no, you're not going through puberty. And no, and like, your cousin Steve is. And it's just like this really weird, awkward conversation that I was.
So, son, tell me, have you had any wet dreams?
Yeah, so I'm trying not to. Try not to concentrate on that. You know, I'm trying not to listen. I'm just kind of hearing over, you know, just overhearing occasional pieces of it. Anyway, the point is, this all comes to the point.
Do you have any hair on your virgin boy egg?
No. So their stop was like three stops away after a while, right? And as you will on the train, people start getting their stuff ready to get off the train when their stop comes up. So the 10-year-old boy had like gotten his jacket and he's had his jacket on and he was like, you know, he's getting ready and he was, you know, running around where the door area was because we were near the front where the door area was. And he was, and his dad like saw him standing there. And for whatever reason, when we came up to a stop that was not their stop, the train kind of lurched and the kid fell over and his dad was just like, get back here in the seat, right? Get over here, park your butt down right here in the seat. And then he's...
This is fascinating.
Oh, no, here's the payoff for it. Okay. Then he looks at him and he says to him, jack it off. And I and in my fucked up brain...
You can't. You're not going through puberty yet.
My fucked up brain. So I'm laughing. And Robert's like, what? What? And I can't, you know, well, the kid just had a conversation. You know, I can't, like, say. And then, of course, the dad screams again, jack it off. And I'm just like, that was my long way to go. But that was the story.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
All right. Well, Adam, if people would like to get a hold of us, how would they do so?
Right.
Apparently, I've used up the entire show
Well, I had a long story last week, so.
Right. And lots of things happened. Thank goodness that, you know, no one famous has died or anything, because that would totally throw us off, because, you know, I went to New York City this week and I have lots of stuff to talk about. I'm sure this is probably just like, you know, my mom calling or something like that, right? It's good. Hello?
A ring, 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 ring. The death phone. Hey there, this is Scott the Sater, Sater 69, and I'm calling to let you know, Thomas Kincaid passed away today. Thomas Kincaid, the painter of light. But he's dead. Right. No more light from him.
He's dead. Well,
okay, so there you go. Give me my money. Bye-bye.
Now, Thomas Kincaid the one, every mall that you go to, or every mall you would go to, like in the early 2000s, would have an entire store in the mall dedicated to Thomas Kincaid, and you would see these paintings of houses with lights on. That is who that is, correct? So basically, he painted houses with lights on.
I thought he was the dude on PBS that painted stuff. But
no, that was not.
Hold on. Let's get to it. Let's get to them here.
That was not Thomas Kincaid. Do artists count as famous people?
It depends, right?
Usually artists aren't famous until after they're dead. So this is kind of a gray area because he just died. So,
well, like, then, like, Keith Haring was famous before he died.
I mean, like, what's the mandatory waiting period before a dead artist becomes famous, you know?
Right. I knew nothing about this guy, so I will say right up front, I am not, I'm not a dude. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who the hell he is. So when they said he died, it wasn't.
I do know who he is, and he is
a key feature of Thomas Kincaid's paintings are their glowing highlights and saturated pastel colors.
Right.
He rendered in naturalistic American scene painting values. It's like, you know, whatever.
He paints houses basically with lights on.
Right.
They're pretty. No, I mean, they're really pretty. I mean, he's a good artist. I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of torn on this one because, I mean, he's a well known artist. That's true. So I don't know what we do.
But isn't the criteria whether we knew who he was?
Well, I know who he is.
Had someone said Thomas Kincaid without following it up by saying the painter?
Yes, I would have known who he was.
Said, oh my God, Thomas Kincaid died.
I would know who that was, yes.
I would not have. So I'm gonna go for half credit.
Okay.
So half credit to Scott, a.k.a. Seder 69.
To Seder, a.k.a. Scott.
Right. To Seder, a.k.a. Scott 69 for... Hey, real funny story. We ate at Rockefeller Center yesterday, and we had this really cute waiter. And it was you know, kind of pricey. But after tip, because the meal was $57, and then after tip, it was going to be $69. And so I actually, for the first time, like actually used enough of the coins on my tip to make it $69.69. That was very funny.
Oh, you're such a stitch.
I am. Excellent. So yeah, all right. So I went to New York. Well, actually, when I say I, Robert and I went to New York.
Right.
We had a wonderful... this is probably someone just calling to say that they saw me in New York or, you know, something.
Could
like
be.
That. Yeah, right. Hello?
Hi, guys. Joe in Dallas. Thomas Kincaid, the painter of light. His light has gone out at age 54. Doodle.
Not only was it another call jealous. For Thomas Kincaid, but he used the exact same painter of light reference.
Maybe he legally changed his name to that.
You know, sometimes I wonder if our listeners like coordinate with each other when they're calling right. in for these things and like, I want you to say the exact same thing that I right. said.
I'm Thomas Kincaid, painter of light.
Right. Maybe that's what's going to be on his grave, his headstone.
It could be. Yeah, painter probably of will light. Be. I'm Thomas Kincaid, painter of light. All right. So let me get back to this story here because it was fun. And let me just give a couple of pieces why won't this go into that list? I'm trying to move these phone calls over into the used list and it won't go. There we go. All right. Are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I am still here.
I was over here just playing with the Trello, trying to get the thing adjusted.
I was just being quiet so that the thing truncate
right.
it.
With a thing. Right, right. Exactly. Right. And let's see, puberty on the train. We can move that over there. That's kind of done there. Okay. So I was there. Where was I at? Oh, so we went into New York City. Have a lovely commuter ride. That was fun. Robert, by the way, never ridden on a subway in his life.
Oh.
So this was, you know, going to be an interesting day for him because, you know, that's how you get around New York City when you take the train in, take the subway. So we ended up going in the Grand Central Station, which was cool. You know, everyone always says like, oh, there's an Apple store in Grand Central Station. Did you know that the Apple store in Grand Central Station is just like in Grand Central Station?
No, I did not.
No, I mean, there's not a storefront. It's not like there's like, oh, here's a little store that you go through the door and walk into the doors and you're in the Apple store. It's like just, it's part of Grand Central. It's like up on the balcony section of Grand Central Station. You just walk and suddenly you're like, what are all these Apple products sitting
here? Oh, okay.
Like,
so
there's like, you're like in the Apple. There's no doors. It's not closed off in any way, shape or form.
There's a stairway into Apple.
Yes, there's a stairway into the Apple store at Grand Central.
Right.
So we went to Grand Central, which I was, it's weird because I've only ever seen New York through television, other than my one trip to the parking garage in the theater district where I went for my birthday. So I've really, these things that I saw in New York, I've always seen them through photos or through television.
Right.
So there are lots of weird things. Like I thought Grand Central would be bigger. I thought it would be bigger than it was because they always shoot it from way up top and it makes it look like it's a huge open concourse there in the central concourse and everything. No, the central concourse is actually pretty small. That with the little clock on top of it is actually pretty small. I mean, considering, you know, it's not like an airport.
But they call it Grand Central Station.
Well, I mean, you know, there's offshoots on every side
right.
underneath the streets, right? They go to all these tracks. Like our train back was on track 110, but... You know, so it is big and it has multiple levels going way down into the ground. But as far as, you know, visible size, it's not.
I wonder if they have a little boy who's an orphan who takes care of all the clocks and lives in the clockwork.
Jack it off. Right. And so he was. He was. So we went there, Grand Central. We then we just walked up 42nd Street to the New York Public Library, which is right there on Bryant Park, where they do the fashion show right there at Bryant Park.
Okay. Was this yesterday, by the way?
Yeah, oh, okay. This was yesterday. So it was a gorgeous day, too. So we went there. We went to the New York Public Library on Bryant Park, and then we hung a right after that to go up Fifth Avenue and went to 30 Rockefeller Center.
Now, wait, in case anyone's writing this down for their trip, you know, slow down just a little bit so they can ride it in there, you know, hang a right.
Oh, no. This was, and by the way, we hadn't gotten to the subways yet because we weren't going after, we went to 30 Rock to get something, you know, to see that. And then I was hungry then. So we decided to eat at 30 Rock. So up until that point, up until after 30 Rock, we had not taken any subway. That was all walking. So we had just done the walking tour and everything. And so I was going to give some tips here. If you've never gone to a big city like New York or to like Boston, where we'll probably be going in a few weeks or whatever, your best friend in the world to prep for these kind of things is Google Maps. This is probably someone just calling. Wish me something like that. Hello?
Hi, boys. This is the Georgia Glamazon. I'm calling for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
Thomas Kincaid, well-known painter of light.
Painter of light. Ding, ding, ding.
Has died at age 54. Bye.
Oh, well, thank you, Georgia Glamazon. We don't get a lot of calls from the Georgia Glamazon.
No, I wish I knew the Georgia Glamazon's name. I mean, couldn't it be Steve, a.k.a. the Georgia Glamazon or something, you know? I mean,
it could be the Georgia Glamazon Painter of Light.
Because I like to know people's names.
Let me just ask before I go down this list. Are any of these phone calls from today?
Yes.
Okay. Where does that start?
Why?
I'm just because I figured that today would be a much higher traffic. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So what was I saying? Oh, so Google Maps is your best friend for trips like this. So because what I did was before is I went into the street view. And so I was able to see exactly what it would look like walking. So I had already walked from, you know, Grand Central to Bryant Park and from Bryant Park to 30 Rock because I had done it in street view in Google Maps. So I was actually able, I looked around, I knew what things looked like. So when I was standing there in the concrete jungle of New York, I wasn't lost. I was like, oh, I know where it's at. This is Madison Avenue. And right up there is Fifth Avenue. See? And so I knew where I was going. Very helpful.
Very good. So wait, Google Maps has subway view as well?
No, street view.
Okay.
So like this was all walking. This was before the subway. But what it does have, you can overlay the transit system. So if you go look at like Boston or New York or any city, San Francisco, anyone that has a mass transit system like that, up in the options, you can click and overlay the transit map on top of it. And it will drop the subway lines and stations over the top of the map. So that's how I knew which station to go to. Also, just walking, like using your smartphone, Google Maps is a very nice thing to do because if you're at 30 Rock, you can actually type in Grand Central, which is where we, I mean, not Grand Central, Central Park, which is our next stop. So I knew that we were going to get off at the Museum of Natural History stop right at the center of Central Park. So you just type that in and it will tell you, actually, you pick the mass transit thing on it. It will actually tell you what subway lines and where you need to switch over.
Now, when you're staring at your phone and not looking ahead, does it also like, you know, have some kind of alarm to notify you that you're about to walk into the street or into a pole or...
if you're a smart person or if you're a considerate person, you step over to the side or you sit down on a bench before you do that. You don't like walk down the street while you're trying... Yeah, walking down the street and typing on your phone are reserved for texting or something like that where you're not really paying attention. You can just kind of like you're typing and if you misspell a word or whatever, it doesn't matter. But no, you don't do that.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so is really nice. What I was going to give helpful hint wise is the subway. At least in New York, the subway portion of Google Maps is really good on your phone, as far as telling you what lines you need to be on and where you need to change and stuff. But it's not really good at telling you which subway direction to take. So like it tells you to take the D line, but the D line goes in two directions.
Yes.
So it will say take the D line towards. I'm just going to make up something here. So take the D line towards Coney Island. But when you get down to the subway station. It says D line, downtown, uptown.
Right.
It doesn't say to Coney Island. So you're not seeing it. And it took me a while to realize that take the D line towards Coney Island has to do with what's written on the train when it pulls up. So on the train when it pulls up, every car will say, you know, to Coney Island.
Oh.
So, but it's just kind of stupid because like it should probably tell you more distinctly like what's written on the station because if that train pulled up and it didn't say to Coney Island, well, your only option is to run up around the stairs and over to the other side of the station to get to the other side, where that train would be, and you would have already missed the train by that point. So there you go, Google Maps. Fix that. Fix that. I'm just.
You could send an angry letter.
I should. I should write an angry letter. So we left 30 Rock, on 30 Rock, I thought the ice skating rink would be much larger and that gold statue would be much bigger. I mean, much smaller.
I'm telling you, you learned so much in this one day. I did.
You know what? We should charge people for this show because it is so educational.
You are much wiser for having gone. I mean, do you?
And now,
does your head feel larger?
And now the listeners are larger also. Hello.
Hi. I'm sure that Juice Ledge and Tater 69 and Tom in Chicago have already beaten me to it, but just in case, I just wanted to let you know that the world has gotten a little darker because one of the points of light has gone out in this world. Uh-huh. Thomas Kincaid, the painter of light.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. Bye-bye. Excellent. Had we listened to these phone calls ahead of time, we could have suggested a drinking game. Like every time somebody said painter of light, you had to take a shot.
Oh.
That was Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone. And I'm... Did you hear the latest Live It Up? He borrowed your sad tuba.
I heard the first episode back. Is there another one after that?
We recorded it the other day. So
no, I mean the first episode back after the hiatus. I heard
right. Now there's another because we just recorded this past week.
No, I have not heard that one yet.
He borrowed that. I don't know if he's posted it yet or not. Anyway, I just found it amusing that this is how much Wesley Pythagoras Stone. This is why he's a doctor and we're mere mortals. It's because he accurately predicted that Seder 69
right
would call ahead of him.
He was only 33.333% correct because he did actually predict three names and only one of those three so far.
But it was the first one he named.
Right? No, that is true. That is true. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So there you go. So maybe that's the new measuring stick, right? Like I made it in before.
Right. Before did I make Seder it in 69? Before Seder 69?
Did I make it in before Seder 69? Or did I make it in? And you could always tell, like near the end, that would be where whatever Lurie Dean called it. Why can't I talk today? I'm tripping all over my words.
I don't know. It's all that knowledge in your head from New York.
That's what it is. Well, we went to Central Park. Central Park was very pretty. We left Central Park and we went to Times Square. We walked around Times Square a little bit and then we just went back to Grand Central and came back to Connecticut.
It sounds like a smashing. Did you eat at any Bobby Flay restaurants while you were there?
No, we didn't. No, we ate at the 30 Rock Cafe. So we actually ate in the restaurant that overlooks. It doesn't actually overlook the ice skating rink. It's at the same level as the ice skating rink, but it has floor to ceiling windows, so you're like sitting at your table looking over the ice skating rink.
Well, I'm sure Bobby Flay was upset that you didn't eat there. You know,
it wasn't a day like that.
You and he being close friends as you are.
And it was really bad. I didn't want to eat at the 30 Rock Cafe. It was just that by the time we were down there, it was like 2:30 and I was really hungry. I just wanted to eat something. I would have been perfectly happy eating at the Chipotle right across from the public library. It wasn't going there. Again, I had no agenda, so I wasn't going there to try to eat at a really nice place or anything like that.
Well, so I've been trying to come up with trips as well. You know,
I'm sorry. Did you say trips?
Trips. Trips.
Trips. Trips. Okay.
As well. And because I'm trying to occupy my time, as I've said, for the next couple of months. And
might have suggest jack it off.
Right.
which apparently is something that happens after you hit
after puberty. Yes,
puberty. Speaking of puberty, hello.
Hey, you.
Yes. Yes.
What am I calling you? Oh, yeah, Thomas Kincaid died.
Who is he?
The painter. He's famous. Give me my points. Okay.
What does he paint?
Hey, I'm in the limo. I'm in the limo.
Right.
I had to call, though.
Yes, you did.
I want to win.
You're right.
Okay, goodbye.
Well, Donna Sugars, if that is indeed who you are.
Wait. What was that right at the very end there? Hold on. That's me about my week. Wait, what?
Okay, goodbye.
I don't know.
I don't know what that is. If only we had some audio... dudes, what are they called? Forensic audiologists?
I don't know. Yeah. What are they
forensic
called?
Forensic audiologists. Like,
I have the feeling that Donna Sugars was in a limo drunk with other people. I don't, you know.
I can tell you why. It was for a wedding. And here, I'll tell you why. Let me go over here to my Google Plus page here. You know, Donna Sugars is a friend of mine on Google Plus. So she shows up in the friend circle. Let's see. But apparently a lot of my friends are typing today. Let's see. Donna Sugars.
This is riveting.
Shut up. There she is. No, I'll tell you why. Because at 2:44 a.m., this is what she wrote on Google Plus. I'm in a limp. It's so big and luxurious. Weddings are fun. We're gone cousin in the limpo. I'm kind of tired. But we're still pratting. Yeah.
Yeah. Bitch.
Yeah, so you go ahead. You prat on in that limp.
Right.
I am making a plosive in that limp. It's going to drive Adam nuts.
So I don't edit, so it's not. Okay. Excellent. We do it live. Doing it live.
Right. Doing it live. That was Donna Sugars, by the way. She didn't say who she was.
Right.
But,
well, we didn't play the noise for her, though.
We didn't play the sad.
Yeah. Sorry, Donna. You weren't the first. Because Sater, a.k.a. Scott69, was the first. So I've been planning some various things to do until Mark gets back.
Mm-hmm.
And just because I don't know if anyone has gone through this, but going without someone for 3 months is rather difficult.
Right.
I mean,
and by going without someone, you mean tricks?
No, I don't mean sex at all. Okay. Oh. I'm going to say something that everyone is probably going to just gasp. They're probably
wait, set your recorders, ladies and gentlemen. This is the
gasp.
Ringtone to use.
Do you want to know what I miss? Do you want to know what I miss?
What do you miss?
I miss cuddling. I don't miss sex. Like, everyone thinks that I'm just a big old sex whore, but I miss cuddling. There you go. So,
can someone please take that like the last 2 minutes of the show and make some kind of techno remix?
I'm a sex whore. What? I miss cuddling.
I'm a sex whore. I miss cuddling.
Right. So, anyway, I miss cuddling. And for some reason he's made me like cuddling, but anyway, so I'm, you know, looking for things to keep myself busy. And so I don't just stare at the countdown every day. And one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to take a trip. So I decided I have some friends in Orlando that I met through podcasting, actually. And
you have friends in Connecticut, too.
I do have friends. You want to know how much the Connecticut trip would have been? Anyway, so
whatever.
Besides, I'm going to see my Connecticut friends in Las Vegas in
September.
Whatever.
So
I decided I was going to go to Orlando because it's a cheap trip.
Mm.
And not a cheap trick, but a cheap trip.
Mm.
Mm. And so I bought the plane tickets and everything, and I'm excited. So they have, I get to stay there for free, and they have a pool and a hot tub, which is always fun. And I can get into Disney for free, and I'm going to SeaWorld because SeaWorld is my favorite of any theme-oriented park anywhere. SeaWorld is my favorite.
So who are these people that you're going to go meet? Because you're not saying their names.
It's Ryan and Scott are their names.
Ryan and... hold that.
All right,
hold
I will.
That thought for hello?
Hello, this is Boss Boy. I'm calling in to report the death of Mike Wallace
Mike
from CBS.
Wallace.
He's dead to the door now. Ding dong, the liberal is dead.
Ding dong, the liberal is dead.
Now, do you know who that is?
Boss Boy?
Who is that?
He follows us on, let's see, I think if you go to...
Wow, you're
Plus.
So good at that. Do you just memorize our list of followers?
I do.
And like their screen names? Because
I care about each and every one of them.
Because, I mean, what is it with, why don't people give real names? Hey, this is Jeff, you know, or hey, this is... Justin or, you know, Andrew, whatever your name might be.
Right.
I thought he said bus boy. I was this is bus boy.
Maybe he did say boss boy because every time I type it in, it keeps saying, did you mean bus boy? I think it's B-O-I. Let's see. Boss. No. Hold on. I'll find it here. He's either a Twitter or a Google Plus.
Well, we don't have a Twitter for DI Plus, so.
Well, I mean, maybe he follows us individually on Twitter.
I didn't think you used Twitter anymore.
I didn't delete my account. I just don't use it. Let's see. Or maybe he has left a comment before on our Discuss, and that's where I remember seeing this from. I'm just saying, I'm familiar with his name. I know Boss Boy.
Boss Boy. I do need my table cleared, so if you could come on over and get rid of this silverware, I would appreciate it.
Why is it that on the Twitter machine I can't search?
I don't know.
Boss Boy.
If you do, I think you have to do at
Google Plus. I can. Yeah, but I don't want to do at. I want to search for him. In other words, he hasn't typed anything today. I know him from. He follows us. He's a listener. Why do you care? He's a listener.
Well, obviously, we wouldn't have a non-listener calling the celebrity death phone.
Never know. Some of our listeners might have dialed the phone.
Are we posting the celebrity death phone number in bathrooms? Oh my God, that's brilliant. We need to write our phone number in bathroom stalls and see what kind of calls we get.
Has someone close to you died? Call this number.
That would be hilarious. Okay, everyone.
No, it's not. Death is never hilarious.
No. I don't mean necessarily about death. I mean, I want all of our listeners to write our phone number in bathroom stalls all over the world.
We don't want to take advantage of people being
And then they call in and they're like, I just, I was driving my truck.
He's already pissed. He stopped listening now. He's pissed off that we haven't played his little thing there and announced that, yes, indeed, Boss Boy, you're the first person to call in and say that Mike Wallace has died. So therefore, you get, as soon as I find it, the ta-da.
Isn't Mike Wallace the one that just retired like 2 or 3 months ago?
No, that was Andy Rooney.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
Did Mike Wallace retire, or was he still on 60 Minutes?
No, I don't know. I didn't read that. He literally just died today.
I haven't
read any of the stories.
Was he still on 60 Minutes when he died, like as of today?
I don't think he was recording 60 Minutes. He was on the air. No, I don't think so. Because they don't actually do that show live.
If we have any listeners in the Orlando area, I will be there April 27th. Through the 30th. So if you want to hang out.
Wait. You'll be there when?
April 27th through the
30th. April 27th.
Yes.
Through the 30th. You will be in Orlando, Florida.
In Orlando, Florida. I will.
Excellent.
So, and mainly because I haven't seen those friends in a while and it's cheap and it's fun because I like SeaWorld. So, and I like my friends too. I mean, I'm not just...
Right. Yeah, you enjoy going to SeaWorld and playing with the fish.
Yes, I like orca whales. I mean, I don't know how that's sexual at all, but there you go. So,
anyone who watches The Simpsons would know that Troy McClure had a thing for fish.
Well,
I like how you wrote this down as Bus Boy. No, it was Boss Boy.
That's why I already said that like 10 minutes ago that I wrote it as Bus Boy. Did you not hear
me? Excellent. So you're going to be in Orlando.
I am going to be in Orlando, and I was there is no segue for this, but one other thing that I wanted to bring up is
can you hold that thought?
I can.
Maybe this is Wes Stone calling and getting in ahead of Scott Satterson.
Maybe.
Ring, 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 ring. Death phone. Hey there, Scott. Sater 69.
Oh, it's Scott Sater 69. I wonder what he's calling about. Probably something completely unrelated.
CBS anchorman Mike Wallace has died.
Yes.
He's died. So I think he's a celebrity. Happy Easter. This is so morbid.
Right. I'm surprised nobody has called today and said that Jesus died, but...
That was horrible. That was a horrible joke.
Why? Why was that horrible?
Oh, that was horrible. You should...
Die hard... Isn't this what this day is all about?
You should go to hell.
Isn't this... The celebration of Easter is the day that Jesus died,
no,
isn't it?
No, Easter is the day that he rose from the dead.
Well, if you believe that. But no one disputes that he died, right?
Well, he would have died 2 days ago. And
I was busy.
Right. Okay. Anyway.
I was busy then.
Moving right along. I don't have a segue for this, but so I was talking. I have a new boss, which I love, but I have this issue at work.
Whom I love.
whom I love, whatever. So I have this boss whom I love, who likes to chitter chat, you know, which is great. You know, he'll come over and start up conversations with me and everything. And it's great. You know, he's a fun guy and whatever. And but I have this thing at work. I haven't completely come out to everyone. I think I've mentioned this before because I live in the state of Arkansas. OK, so it's a little bit more difficult to take that plunge. In Dallas, I was out to everyone. But, you know, so and I just, you know, I think everyone pretty much knows. Like, I don't hide things and say I'm going out with girls or anything like that. And I've been talking about Mark to the guy who sits next to me for like 2 months. So, and I haven't done it quietly. But my manager comes over and we're talking and whatever. And we get into the weirdest conversations. I'm telling him that my bathtub has been clogged for like 2 months. And I'm like, I have no idea why. I don't bathe the dog in there. I don't do anything.
I don't even take baths
whatever.
Myself.
And he's like, it's you. And I'm like, what do you mean it's me? And he's like, it's you. He's like, you know, we're hairy, you know, whatever. And I'm like, and I'm telling this to my manager. I'm like, oh no, I take care of that. I'm like, no, I take care of that. Let me tell you. So I'm telling this to my manager. I'm like, and I don't do it in the bathtub either. I shave on the tile floor and then vacuum it up. And he's like looking at me crazy. And then,
well, no wonder your vacuum cleaner is all clogged.
And then we were talking about something else about keeping the apartment clean and all that or whatever. And he goes, what you need is a significant other. Now,
yes,
had he not been clued in that I were gay, he would have said wife. So
that's not necessarily true.
I mean,
that is not necessarily true.
So, I think pretty much everyone except the two Indian chicks know that I'm gay. The two Indian chicks still want to set me up with a woman.
It's probably just you know what? I will say when I don't know, I will go for the neutral.
Well, right, but that means
I would say most people that have gay friends or know gay people or gay people themselves will go for the gender neutral if they don't know because they don't want to end up offending somebody.
Well, at least they're all calling at the beginning of the show, an hour right. in.
Right. Hello.
Hey, Adam and Daniel.
Yes.
Peter G.
Hi.
Mike Wallace.
Yes. Dead.
60 minutes. Mike Wallace. Dead. Bye.
Oh, that would have been so priceless. We should have been playing that 60-minute ticky talk thing. You know? And then have a ding like the timer went off.
Ding!
Right?
That's just
he's
and
done.
The Jesus joke was bad?
Yes.
Wait a second. Mike Wallace was a real person.
Oh, can we not? I'm a Christian. I know you're an atheist. I learned that one of my favorite people is an atheist today or yesterday, and it almost killed me.
Yes, who?
Leo Laporte apparently is an atheist.
Excellent. I knew I liked him.
So anyway, so that's it. So, the discussions I will have with my boss are just never cease to amaze me, and I think most people at work know that I'm gay now, but whatever.
Right. All right. Well, not to beat a dead horse or anything, but I'm happy for you that you're a Christian. I'm happy for all of you people and everything. But Easter, when the frack did Easter become such a big deal? I mean, I don't ever remember as a child there being store closed and things like that. It's like I went out today just to get something to eat. Everything is closed. It's like, is it why?
Well, that's funny because most restaurants are open on Easter because a lot of people go.
But I was trying to go to the grocery store. All the grocery stores are closed.
Oh,
and it's like, and then a couple of the sandwich shops that are near here were closed. And it's like, so the only things that were open are like fast food places like Wendy's and McDonald's and crap.
Well, I don't know about that because nothing's closed here.
Well, there you go. Well, Arkansas. Clearly, I should move to Arkansas.
Clearly.
So I guess the heavily Jew populated Connecticut here,
you know,
is who knew? They're all a bunch of Jews for Jesus or something.
Well, we don't have roller coasters though. But
right. Our, note.
You can go to the grocery store on Easter.
Whatever. Give me a countdown now.
Okay. So do you have any music for that?
I don't. I don't have any kind of countdown for
that. My cat's name is Mitten.
Well, I can do my little thing that you hate. It's really Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Right. But you go ahead.
Wouldn't we all? So right. As of right now, my eyes are not working. I have 68 days, 19 hours, 49 minutes, and 53 seconds.
69 days. Did you say 69?
68 days.
Oh,
19 hours.
Days by one day.
Yeah. You know, I told him.
Oh, shit. Sorry, what?
I told him that that we were down to 69 days yesterday when I was talking to him, and he said, "See there, it's just flying by so quickly." And
buy it, tease it, break it, fix it, crash it, turn it, melt, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, fill it, call it, find it, view it, code it, jump, unlock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it.
Well, anyway, on to
the wasn't I going to edit this down or
technology
something?
Segment here. So here's another interesting article that I found.
Wait a second. Is this the one? Hold on a second. Before you get to that article, let's see. Because is this the one? No, this is the one that Gravita sent me, isn't it? I like the one, the Canadian one. Where's the one that's that the Canadian sent me?
I don't know.
I can't think of the Canadian's name. Turniphead.
It's okay. You can use it next week.
No, yes. I really, really wanted to play that version of the song because I thought it was better. What is going on with my browser here? Let's see. Technologic. Scanning it for viruses. Hold on a second. It's because it's Canadian.
All right, guys. Whenever you hour three of DI Plus this week, you'll be...
You were the one that just last week, you were like, no, we haven't done a long show in a long time.
No, that's true.
There we go.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it.
Say what you will about Canadians. They know how to do a snazzy intro, so there you go.
All right, so we know our faces may give away our fibs. Whether it's shifty eyes, a sweaty upper lip, a slight smirk, or Pinocchio's fictitious lengthening nose.
Right, there's even in a really bad television show based off that entire premise called Lie to Me.
I love that show, but it was canceled. Anyway, so now a new study reveals that muscles in the upper face may divulge when people are not telling the truth. Researchers found four different facial muscles that a trained eye can use to separate genuine expressions of emotion from deceptive ones. It says facial cues are an important but often ignored aspect of credibility assessments where an emotional issue is in question, says the study author, Dr. Leanne Brink. Or Brinky.
Leanne Rhymes.
So it says, cues to emotional deception are likely to occur when the underlying emotion a liar is attempting to mask is relatively strong. And so it says...
I didn't do that.
It says, for the study published in the journal Evolution and Human Behavior, researchers watched the videotaped facial actions of 52 people who made televised pleas for the safe return of a missing relative. As it turns out, half of the pleas were from deceptive individuals who were later convicted of murdering their loved one.
Wait, and the other half were like from people who just had missing relatives.
Right.
It's like, are you missing a relative? Will you please come and take part in this experiment for us? Because that would be awesome. Death is funny.
So this is fascinating. Coders analyzed...
Unless it's Jesus' death, and then you get mad.
More than 23,000 frames of video from real-life cases in the U.S., Canada, Australia, and the U.K., they compared the facial actions of 26 genuine pleaders to those of the 26 liars. By looking closely, researchers found some facial muscles leak signs of our true feelings during these intensely emotional, pressurized pleas to the public.
Right. So all we're trying to say is that it's really difficult to be a good liar. Excellent.
So, I mean, it's just, I love that show, Lie to Me. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. So there you go. The other thing I wanted to bring up, but I didn't know if you had...
I don't know. How is this tech, though? I mean, is there like an app? Is there like an Android app that I can like video someone and go, you're lying to me?
Okay. As I stated last week, occasionally we don't have a whole lot of actual tech, and I thought I would put scientific-y things in there.
I got it.
So, because I find studies to be interesting, but they're not really funny news stories, so I snuck them into the tech segment. So, for my other one, because I didn't see anything from you, I was looking for a way to record radio this week, because my
radio,
my favorite, other than podcasts, there is this one radio show that I listen to out of Dallas, and before... Uh-huh. They actually released it on this website, nice cut up chunks with no commercials, and you just had to pay like $7 a month, and it went to a charity, and it was all great. But that ended. Uh-huh. So I was looking for a way to record that, and I knew there were apps to do that, but most of them cost money. And then I would have to go through all the effort of like chopping it up and cutting out the commercials and all that. Excuse me. That was Easter lunch. Anyway, so
Wait, do you listen to Big Fatty Show? Or do you not listen to Big Fatty Show so that you can listen to some dude in Dallas?
Every day. So anyway.
So if you listen to Big Fatty Show, then you know the proper protocol there is to burp loudly and then to announce gleefully what it is you ate.
Right. I don't usually burp loudly. Sorry.
So what did you have for Easter?
I had poppy seed chicken.
No. Phrase it in the form of like Big Fatty. So here I'll do the burp and then you tell them what it is. Right. So
That was poppy seed chicken and mashed potatoes and broccoli and rolls, y'all.
Excellent. You know, see, that's our goal. Our goal is to, one day when Fatty needs to go on vacation, or God forbid, you know, if we get that celebrity death call, phone call, you know, about right. Fatty, that we are ready to step in and take over.
I think that call will come from Auntie Vera. So I was
take over the juggernaut that is Big Fatty.
So I was looking for you know, apps to do this, and there were several suggestions, but I remembered an actual website that I had heard on one of the technology podcasts I listened to at one point.
From the atheist?
And yes, from the dreaded atheist. And so I looked it up and I found it. And anyway, I just wanted to bring this up to everybody. If you have a need to record radio shows,
yes,
the website address is actually dar.fm. So it's dar.fm. Now, it doesn't cut the commercials out, but the cool thing about it is all you have to do is search for a particular radio host or show that you like, and they have most things. I mean, most radio shows that you would want to record. And then it brings up that show if they have it, and it has a little record button by it. You click record, and it knows exactly when that show's on, how long the show is, and everything. And then it keeps it, and you get 2 gigabytes free of storage on that website. And then there's an iPhone app, an iPad app, there's an Android app. You can get an RSS feed. The only thing that it doesn't have is it doesn't cut commercials out, so you do end up having to forward. But it does break it up into 15-minute chunks for whatever reason. So far, it's working really well. Now, you can only do one radio show for free. But if you want to do up to 10, then it's like $35 or $40 for an entire year. So
until they get shut down.
But see, I don't, Wes Stone made the point about copyright, but I don't think because it's just a TiVo for over the air broadcast.
Doesn't matter. They go after those
and they are leaving the commercials in.
It doesn't matter. Most of those commercials, they're not even legally allowed to play. They can't get paid for those commercials because the contract doesn't allow them to play it outside of the market that they're in. I'm just telling you the way that this old media system works.
Right.
The thing is that when you look down that list, right, the top, I just went there, right? So I went just now, I went to dar.fm.
Right.
And the top four things on the list, right? Rush Limbaugh Show, Fresh Air, Phil Hendry, and Coast to Coast. Now, other than Fresh Air, which I don't even know why you would want to record Fresh Air, because Fresh Air is public radio and you can download it.
Right.
But the other ones, Coast to Coast, Rush Limbaugh, Phil Hendry, and even take it up to number five, Michael Savage. They shut down all of these sites that record these things because each and every one of them have a thing where you can buy for $9.95 a month or whatever their podcast. You can join their podcasting thing, and they have people that go out and find recordings and shut down the sites that do them because they don't want people to be able to get it in any way other than paying them the $9.
Well, for now, you can, and it's easier because
I know.
Because one thing I couldn't do, because this particular show that I listen to is a Clear Channel, and Clear Channel goes through an app called iHeartRadio, and they obscure the URL to their stream in such a way that you cannot, or it's very difficult to find a URL to record it. So even had I purchased a application that I could install on my local machine, I would not have a URL to use to record it. So this worked. And I know the site's been around for at least a couple of years already, so I don't know why it hasn't been shut down. But it's the same person who owns this owns mp3.com. Hello?
Thank goodness. Thank goodness they're not going to shut down the celebrity.
Hello?
Hello, this is the Gravitas.
The Gravitas.
60-minute journalist.
60 minutes painter of light.
Journalist and TV commenter,
yes.
Mike Wallace has died.
Mike died.
Bye.
Goodbye. Gravita sounded genuinely moved by that.
He sounded American, is what he sounded.
But I'm just saying, maybe he was quite upset. Maybe he was a big Mike Wallace fan.
I think that was Gravita's true accent that we just heard there, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time on the show.
And, oh, shit. And a call back to the beginning of the show. If you would like to, send your condolences to Gravita, go find him at newmrchina.com.
Right. So that is the end of the technology.
Oh, look. It's a coupon. If you go to newmrchina.com, you can get a free egg roll or small wonton soup.
Maybe you could get the free poo-poo platter.
No, there's no. You can get the free chicken ball or Chinese donut for a purchase over $20.
See, I prefer the virgin boy balls.
Jack it off. Jack it off.
That's the end of the technology segment, ladies and gentlemen.
Excellent. Oh, excellent. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it. The news.
You know, it always helps when you have these things like pulled up. Why do I say that every week? Okay, so the news today: a Kansas man was.
Can you pick two of these instead of three? Because we're running really late.
No, you can't say that now because I said it earlier, and you said
yes.
A Kansas man was struck by lightning hours after buying three Mega Millions lottery tickets, proving in real life the old saying that a gambler is more likely to be struck down from the sky than win the jackpot.
But that doesn't make sense. He won. Didn't he win the jackpot?
No, he did not win the jackpot.
Oh, he didn't
or at least
jackpot.
It doesn't say that he won the jackpot. So, that's all I wanted to read about that one.
Excellent. He struck by lightning because he bought a lottery ticket. So remember, kids, the moral is don't buy a lottery ticket or else you'll get struck by lightning.
Well, at least don't go out in the rain and lightning after having bought a lottery ticket or use a phone.
Right. Or here's an idea. How about just not go out in the middle of a rainstorm, a lightning storm, with some kind of metallic object held up near your phone, regardless of whether you bought
Don't stand under a tree. A 76-year-old Texas man was charged with murder for shooting his wife and two dogs after one of the animals pooped in the house. Police arrested...
Death is not funny.
It's a poop story.
It's not a poop story. He shot, and I would be willing to wager people out in our listening audience might be more upset about the dogs dying than about the wife.
Well, oh my God, that was really a tasteless joke that just came into my mind, so I won't say it. Anyway, police arrested, about maybe all three of them being bitches. I don't know. Anyway, police arrested Michael Steven Stoltz after a five-hour standoff at the man's home. In the Dallas suburb of Louisville late Tuesday, he was charged with murder in the shooting death of his wife, Bernice Stoltz, and remained in the Denton County Jail on Wednesday on a $250,000 bond. Stoltz told officers...
Can I just try to redeem us here for just a second? All right, when I said that people out there would be more upset about the dogs dying than the wife... There is actually a very solid psychological reason for that. I don't like to talk about it, but I do have a degree in psychology. It's because you don't know this person, right? The person who was killed is, you can't picture them in your head, right? But if I say to you that two dogs got shot, you see a dog in your head. You're like, oh, look, it's a cute little dog. So that's why you identify more in the abstract with things like kittens and puppies and dogs than you do with someone's wife, because you don't have a cute mental image in your head of what someone's wife looks like. Okay, can we move on now? Yeah, there we go.
Anyway, so he told him he shot his 49-year-old wife.
What I was trying to say is it's perfectly normal to feel more outraged reading about an anonymous dog getting killed than an anonymous human, because you don't have a schema.
You're okay. You're really okay. I mean, I made the tasteless joke after. I think they're not even remembering what you said and remembering my tasteless joke. He said he shot his 49-year-old wife and the couple's two dogs after the German Shepherd mix defecated on the floor on Saturday.
They're so cute.
So, there you go. There's your poop story for the week. I'm sorry.
Excellent.
And that's the news.
That's the news.
And we don't have a closer for that one. So
why don't we have a closer for the news?
We should, shouldn't we?
We should.
But we don't. So, play us.
I know.
And that's the news, ladies and gentlemen.
I know. If you'd been quiet, it would have taken it out. Now I can't find it. Oh, because I'm in the books department. By what the hell? I just...
Pride 48 happens in September. We will have totally devolved into like cocktails and cream puffs. I mean, we will totally be, we will not remember how to podcast at all.
Wait, but did they ever know that in the first
No, I said we'll devolve into them.
Right, but I'm just saying they haven't forgotten how to birthday because they don't know. Never mind. It's your birthday. This week's DI Plus birthday segment brought to you by new Mr. China.
Right. So this is going to continue the cavalcade of lesser known stars. So here we go with the first one. Let me make sure I've got some volume on this thing.
This is the theme to Gomer Pyle, USMC.
No.
This is the theme to F Troop.
No.
This is the theme to some television show about G.I. Joes.
It's a theme to Coach.
I never watched that show. Craig T. Nelson. Why didn't you just play the theme to Parenthood?
So, yes, it is Craig T. Nelson, and that is Coach. And let's see. Craig T. Nelson turned 66.
66. He's the same age as Morgan.
No, it was 62, Fairchild. And that's Morgan Fairchild. Oh, you're just completely wrong. Right. So anyway, happy birthday, Craig T. Nelson.
Yeah, and which, by the way, Parenthood, much better show than... And now that Brothers and Sisters has been canceled, Parenthood is my go-to show.
Oh, I didn't... There's an actual show called Parenthood that he's currently in?
Yes.
On what channel is that?
NBC.
Oh, is it a 30-minute comedy or a drama?
No, it is much like Brothers and Sisters. Oh. It is kind of the same format. And NBC originated from 30 Rockefeller Plaza, where I was just yesterday.
Oh, okay. So here is our next one.
I'm going to listen to a story about a man named Jed.
Ah, didn't we play this last week? This is the Ballad of Jed Clampett.
It is?
Which means, this is the Ballad of Jed Clampett, yes.
Yes.
So is it Buddy Ebsen?
It is Buddy Ebsen.
Ah, I was about that. You could have also played the other show that he was in.
Now, Buddy Ebsen is dead.
He was a hard-hitting detective dude in some show that I can't remember.
But had he been alive, he would be 104.
104. Young years. I think he was like 103 when he did that hard-hitting detective show. Because it was always just kind of like, and Buddy Ebsen is going to go running and save the day. And you're like, dude, he's like 105. What's he not running anywhere?
Right.
Anyway.
So here's a happy birthday, buddy. Sorry that you're dead.
So far, I'm 2 for 2.
Better luck next year. So here is our next one.
Ooh, you take the good, you take the bad. Take them both, and there you have the facts of life. This is a tough one because there were so many people.
That's
on
right.
Show. let's see. Was it, what color was her hair?
Black.
All right, so that narrows it down. We can get rid of Mrs. Garrett. We can get rid of Blair. So that kind of just leaves us with Tootie, Natalie, and Joe. So let's see. Did she wear braces in the show?
No.
Okay. And one final question. Was it Joe?
It is. What's her name?
Yes.
What's
wasn't it Nancy something?
Yeah.
McKeon.
There you go. So Nancy McKeon turned relatively young, actually. She's 46.
Right.
So she's only 1 year older than you.
Right.
So you could have been on the Facts of Life had you been a prepubescent girl.
Right next to George Clooney, because he was on that show, too.
That's true. And maybe you'd be a millionaire now. Okay, happy birthday, Nancy. So, here is our next one.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy. It's a TV show.
It is. It had twins in it.
Oh, God. This is the family something. Family. Family. Full House. Full House.
Full House. You're right.
All right. All right. So was it an adult or a child on the show?
It was a child on the show.
Ah, it wasn't a child on the show. So it was either the girl, Candace something, or it was one of the twins, which would be the Olsen twins. So I'm going to go with the twins.
Bum, bum, ba-da,
bow. Oh, no, so it was the other one, Candace.
It's something. Candace Cameron, whose brother...
Candace Cameron.
Whose brother had a birthday last week, if you will recall.
Ah, the crazy ass.
Yeah, and so Candace Cameron turned 36.
Candace Cameron. That just sounds like a TV show from the 70s with Alan Funt.
Candace Cameron?
Candace
like Candid Camera? Candid?
There's four people that are laughing at me.
Oh. All right.
Anyway,
so,
go ahead.
So here's the next one. And this is one that you tried to say had a birthday once before. So because you were trying to prove how smart you were. So here you go.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs.
John Mahoney.
No. What show is this?
It's Frasier.
Okay.
Well, John Mahoney was dead. What is his name? Niles.
You knew his name David last Hyde, time.
David Hyde Pierce.
There you go. David Hyde Pierce. That is correct. David Hyde Pierce had a birthday, and he is 53 young years old.
53 years young today. Doesn't he look great on his jar of Smuckers?
Good night, Seattle. Okay. This next one, I did not realize that this person sounded like this when they were younger. But here you go.
That is the incomparable Mr. Vegas, Wayne Newton.
It is, but he sounds nothing like that. Now, his voice is like three octaves lower than that.
That's because when he recorded this, he was like six.
So Wayne Newton, it is. That is correct. He turned a young 70. Does he still perform in Vegas?
He does. He does.
Yeah.
Not every night or anything. I mean, but he still performs.
Anyway, so happy birthday, Wayne Newton.
Wayne. I just call him Wayne because he and I are.
So now, this last one I have two.
Last one.
Now,
so Wayne Newton was the penultimate birthday.
He was. Now, the last one, I have a theme song, and then I have a little bit of the person speaking because there are multiple cast members on the show. Now,
okay.
I want to say that after this, I decided not to do the contest for podcasters because there are a lot. So I'm just going to say happy birthday to some podcasters after we finish the contest.
Gotcha.
So here we go.
It's Joey Buhecker from Cocktails and Cream Puffs. All right, this is the theme to Cheers. Now play the talking part.
I love that theme song. Okay, here's the talking part.
All right, poor guy.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel sorry for old Paulie.
All right, so it's Cliff Clavern. I don't know his name.
It's John Ratzenberger.
John Ratzenberger. He's just right there on the tip of my tongue.
The know-it-all postman from Cheers. And he turned 65 years old.
65 years old, which is just a skosh older than Morgan Freeman, and by that I mean Fairchild.
That's right. So,
excellent. Well, happy birthday to... Not yet.
We're going to wish happy birthday to some podcast-related people. And if you're not in this list, it's because you're not on the Pride 48 events calendar, and you need to talk with whoever does that.
Correct. Am I on the events
calendar? I don't know if you are. Moose P's husband. Had a birthday.
Happy birthday, Moose P. Oh, by the way, in breaking Moose P news, I got this email. If you remember, last week I got a $25 Amazon gift card for my birthday, and the person didn't sign it. And so I didn't know who it came from.
It was from Moose P?
It did, indeed. I got this email from Moose that just said, ah! That was the subject line. Ah! And then it said, glad you got the gift card. So thank you, Moose, for the gift card.
I don't know if I've ever mentioned this about Moose P, but did you know that he has a bunny that has its own Twitter account?
Yes.
And the bunny has thousands of followers. Thousands. A fucking bunny can get thousands of followers.
You know what? That bunny is helping you get followers right now. So why are you calling
My Filipino lover and a
whatever.
Bunny.
Can we move on? So Moose P's husband, not his bunny, had a birthday.
Right.
Excellent. So move forward.
Davy Dangerous.
Happy birthday. Davy Dangerous from the Davy Dangerous podcast. No, from Dangerous and Love. Dangerous and Love.
Had a birthday. And Tim Cormall.
Tim Cormall from Tim Cormall Show.
And Romo.
And Romo from Pot Cubs, right?
That's correct. So
I don't know why I sound like a Boston or something. Pod
no,
Cubs,
now
Pod
I want to say if any of you people who are in the Pride 48 family had birthdays or have them and you're not on that calendar, go over to Facebook, join the Pride 48 group and get your and somehow
I
get your
it's,
name
Gavin.
On that.
I think Gavin is the one that
Gavin.
That.
Okay.
From Stick It With a Poke.
So that's it.
Contact. Gotta love the
so.
Wow, who knew that there were this many of our listeners that actually watched 60 Minutes? Let's see. Hello,
boys. It's Georgia Glamazon again.
Yes,
I'm calling a second time
second
in one
time.
Week.
I know.
For the celebrity death phone, Mike Wallace is
Mike Wallace,
dead.
Painter of
at
light.
93.
Mike Wallace, painter of light. Thank you, Georgia Glamazon. And I'm sorry. I feel bad. He's called twice. He didn't,
right?
He didn't get an entry either time. I'm so sorry.
Does he get a sound? There we go.
But you keep trying. You keep trying. You put us on speed dial there because you're going to get
yeah.
it one day. Georgia.
Well, I mean, you know what they say about failure? They say that you can't have success without failure.
Having never failed myself at anything ever, I don't know what they say about it. So, that's very interesting advice there. No, what I'm saying is, you know, eventually. See, what you need to do here, let me just give you some advice, Georgia Glamazon. What you need to do is you just need to call in with these crazy people that no one's ever heard of, kind of like Seder 69 does.
Oh, yeah, Steven Sipowicz died. He's the guy that drew the eyebrows on Beetle Bailey in the comic.
I thought that was Q-Sledge that did that. Was it Seder?
I'm just saying. That you know, they just kept, and you notice once they got their entry, then they quit calling with the crazy ones. And it's just like, so just do that, Georgia Glamazon. Just keep calling with crazy ones. And eventually we're going to like give in and we're just going to be like, all right, fine. We'll give you a, you know, whatever.
So we had no emails this week.
Yes, we did.
Oh, we had emails this week.
We did. One of them came in from Moose P. He said, I'm glad you enjoyed the gift card. So that was it.
Okay.
Moose P called. He sent an email.
My allergies are acting up. Sorry, I'm sniffling. Okay, so voicemails then. The first one comes from That Peter G.
That.
Hey, Adam and Daniel. It's That Peter G. Hi. Calling.
Hi,
Daniel, you want to know what else
yes.
New Yorkers might do?
Yes.
In addition to not looking up and
not
wearing
up,
dark colors. Those are both
right.
true. And, you know, I'm a native New Yorker. Even though I've lived
in
the Bay Area for many years now. The other thing they don't do is they don't linger like in doorways. So if it's like three of you and you're walking into a store and you want to stop and look at something in the doorway, just move over to the side, you know. They don't like people standing in their way. And if you're on an escalator, stand to the right so that people can walk on the left.
Yes.
Nothing will get a New Yorker more ornery if you interfere
you don't move
with
the
your
fuck out of the way
because
you're
standing on the left side of the escalator and they can't get down to get their train.
Is he a former New Yorker?
Yes.
He seems to have a long list.
Said he's a native. Did you not listen?
Oh.
He said he's a native New Yorker.
No, I
even
never.
Though he's lived in the Bay Area for a long time.
I never listen to these voicemails. I just play them.
Is there more?
Yeah, there's more.
So stand on the right of the escalator.
On the right.
It's very, very
right
important. And don't meander in slow-moving clumps of three or four people on the sidewalk. Walk with purpose, like you have somewhere to go, even if you know you don't really have some.
I have a purpose moving forward. I'm not looking up and I'm wearing black.
No, wait.
I'm moving forward purposely.
See, those are just douchey rules.
I know. No, they're not douchey rules. They're common sense rules. And when people say to you that, you know, when people, like everyone always says, New Yorkers are rude and everything, it's usually people that break one of these fucking rules.
They walk with purpose. So somebody's going to be annoyed with you and they're going to be, I'm so annoyed with that fucking tourist because he is
His point, and I totally agree with him. His point is that if you're going to be, it's a very crowded sidewalk and there's very limited room to walk. And if you're going to walk slow, then you need to get over to the side so that you're not blocking people who aren't walking slow. In other words, don't walk in a straight line. Don't like meander back and forth and just kind of, you know, like a black lady at a mall. You know what I'm saying? Like when they clump together and they're like, oh, like they just like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to walk over here.
Could be a white lady. A black lady.
It could be a white lady. I'm just saying, a lady at a mall, whatever. But usually it's those black girls. They like to point.
Daniel, just back yourself out of that. Just, you know. Just,
no, I'm, that's not racist. Hey, that is racist. Maybe. But it's, I'm man enough to.
Maybe Peter should put out a manual. That's all I'm saying. Okay, let's keep going because there's more.
It's not like you have to move fast, but you just have to move with a confidence and assurance that you've got some.
Yes.
Wait, I know I keep stopping him. Now he's telling me that I have to have confidence. My self-esteem is on the line here when I'm in New York.
Keep on. You're just berating him.
And, you know, don't meander and form amorphous clumps of people on the slow-moving clumps on the sidewalk. People in New York hate that. And that's the thing I hate about the Bay Area. I mean, people just are constantly just stopping dead in the middle of the sidewalk to talk on the phone or to look at something in a window or something like that. Drives me fucking crazy. Okay? So,
or straight people. Straight people.
Stand on the right. Walk on the left.
I think that changing the diaper in the middle of the driveway is a great
idea. Move with purpose on the sidewalk. Don't form amorphous clumps of slow-moving people on the sidewalk. Very important.
Jack it off.
I'm sure there's a few other things I can think of, but if you're in a store or something, or the bank, or some place where there's like
wallet
one
in the front
line
pocket
that snakes around, and then you move up, and then there's like four or five cashiers. You know, as soon as somebody is available, go right to that. You know,
because
you'll get the person behind you saying, "You're next. Move the fuck up. Down. You're next.
Just go."
And I don't want to have to do that. Okay?
Those
are my tips.
Right.
And for New England, have you ever been to Newport, Rhode Island? It's really nice.
Newport, Rhode Island.
Take a tour of the great houses there, the Breakers. The International Tennis Hall of Fame is in Newport, Rhode Island. I don't know if you're a tennis fan, but that's a really interesting place to go to. And there's lots of nice places to eat and get some nice seafood and stuff. So Newport, Rhode Island, it's a nice trip. Bye.
Excellent. Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's Peter G., Painter of Light, that called in here to make the... thank you very much, Peter.
Now, from that background noise, it sounds like he's on a New York sidewalk calling us.
No, so it sounds like he's driving.
He's doing what he told us not to do. He's talking on his phone.
You can talk. He's not saying that. What he's saying, if you listened carefully, and I agree with him, by the way. I totally agree with him. When there is nothing more annoying than when you're trying to make it to someplace or to get somewhere, and there's people that are just like clogging up the entire fucking sidewalk. Yeah. If you want to move slowly, that's fine. Just move over to the side.
Look, y'all,
don't block the entire goddamn sidewalk.
All of you people that want to walk without purpose and have low self-esteem, come see me in Arkansas. It's fine.
They don't even have sidewalks in Arkansas. Who's next? Who's next on our...
That Peter G is next.
That Peter G, Painter of Light, is called back.
Hey, Adam and Daniel, it's Peter G again. Yes. And one more thing about New Yorkers. If you're buying something at the store, let's say your purchase is $7.12. Have your money ready. Have your bills in your hand. And if you're going to do that, I have the 12 cents thing, you know how people
do. Who uses cash?
So they don't get back 88 cents in change. Have some change in your hand also. Have your money ready so that you don't hold everybody else up. And if you don't have 12 cents exactly, don't give the guy a quarter, because that will fucking confuse them. And everyone online is going to hate you.
Because nobody uses cash, Peter. That's the problem.
Fucking sense anyway. Why would you give somebody a quarter?
Why wouldn't you just use your ATM card?
25 cents. If your purchase was $7.12, because now you gave up a
good
quarter.
You would use your ATM card, and then they would take 7.12.
And you're going to get back 13 cents and change. People do that all the fucking time. I don't understand that at all. So have your money ready. That's very important. Have your money ready. Don't, you know, root around in your pocket, your purse, your bag, or anything for money. And once you get your change, don't,
quite
you know,
worked up about
delicately
this.
Put it all back in order in your wallet.
Don't,
and put
no,
it,
don't.
Just move
don't.
To the side. So
move
the
to the side.
So can do their purchase. Very
don't
important.
Look up.
So right. It's a lot of things
Wait,
like that.
It.
You're sensing a theme here, I suppose.
Yeah,
so,
I
okay, thanks. Yes. Thank you for calling.
You. So when you're,
thank you, Peter G.
When you're reaching into your wallet to fish out your change, please don't do that don't. In amorphous lines with low self-esteem over to the left.
Right.
You need to
what
make
the hell?
Sure that you do.
I thought Peter G was much younger than me. What was Peter G doing with cash? Who the fuck uses cash money anymore?
I mean,
what
I want
to
say
be like
is
like Auntie Vera or Big Fatty to use cash.
He obviously needs to write a book or like do a podcast on how you need. I mean, how douchey are New Yorkers anyway? I mean, they have have a list of rules of things you have to
yes.
do.
I mean, they're called common sense rules. You know, I guarantee you, if we were to take a poll of our audience, they would agree with Peter G that there's nothing more annoying than these people that walk with no purpose.
That phone's getting louder and louder and louder.
I have no idea. Hello.
Hey guys, it's Moose. Just want to call and let you know that Mike Wallace passed away today.
Yes.
Bye.
Oh, Mike Wallace passed away. That was so sorry. So
all
sorry.
Right. Well, so our last, sorry about that, Moose P. So our last voicemail is from Miss Donna Sugars.
Miss Donna Sugars?
Well, hello, boys. Oh, you're back. Oh, I love when you're back. Adam,
we're out every
did
week.
The whole draw something?
I don't know. Is she confusing us? Is she
I
confusing
think she
us with Live It Up?
This is what Live It Up or something. Because we come out every week, Donna Sugars.
I'm
look
coming out.
We're very
I
consistent.
I want the
look
world
that, look
to
that.
Know.
Tuesday, March 27th. March 19th was before that. March 11th was before that. April 2nd was our latest.
We give you four episodes a month.
We do.
Sometimes
we
do five.
Four episodes about six. March 6th, yeah. February 29th, February 20th. February 14th.
All right. I think they get the idea. So here we go. Let me back it up just a hair. All right. So let's go.
Adam, with the whole draw something and the words and the cheating.
Yes.
Wah! People are cheating. Then don't answer the question, honey. Who cares? I hate to be a bitch, but who gives a shit? I didn't know what the fuck a Skrillex was, but I still just wrote Skrillex. I don't know who the fuck it is, but I wanted three coins. Ta-da!
Well, there you go.
Where are the police to come arrest me? I'm a cheater! Okay, well, love you guys. Oh, and girl, it's M-S-S-U-G-G-A-R-Z. Add me, girl. I'm going to play you. Okay. Kisses! Mwah! Bye!
Oh, so you basically just told me that I was a whiny fucking ass baby, but baby, come on, add me. Come on, let's play.
Yeah, right.
And you not only told me that, but you told me that you're a cheater.
Right. Well, what she's going to do is every single one, she's going to draw a picture of a penis and then write in words underneath.
Did I tell you that for Big Fatty, I mean Poodle McNoodle, did I tell you that I had one of my clues was vein and I drew a big veiny dick? That's what I drew. And then I had a vein, popping out, and I drew an arrow to the vein.
Arrow pointing
to the vein.
Did he get it?
Yeah.
Did Poodle get it?
Yeah. And then in the next one that he drew or she drew for me, called me something like a pervert first and then drew the clue. Because when people really, you know, when there are really emotions attached to what you've drawn, they will write you a message first and then draw their thing. So I didn't. So I don't know. Do we have any website comments or Google Plusage that we would like to read?
We do. We have a comment here on our website, on our very own little website thing. It comes in from Croon. Regarding the gym and weights. So this is from you, Adam. This is a comment that you've made. It's common courtesy that once you're done, you set the weights back to the rack. So Muscle Daddy should have put the weights back on the rack and leave the bar clean for you.
I know, right?
Right. I hate it even more when you're working out and some other guy is trying to rush you so he can get on the machine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you keep it up. No, you keep at it, Adam, and ignore what everyone else says. I almost said that up and at them. everyone else says. So there you go. So thank you, Croon.
Well, I appreciate that. I totally agree with your sentiment there. And when I am done, I always move the weights back.
Right. I don't. The other thing is you should wipe the machines, like those aerobic machines or any of the, not the, like the recumbent bikes, anything that you sit on where your sweaty back might come into contact with something, or some of those curling machines where your sweaty arm, well, you know, might come into contact with them. You're supposed to wipe them off. And I remember back at the mall when we had that that weight room thing there,
right?
That, you know, they provided the stuff to wipe them off. But the problem was is that there's a lot of people working out in there, and there was only one roll of paper towels. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus, that is 229-234-7587. You can also send us an email, contact@gmail.com. No, contact at gmail.com. I don't even know where contact@gmail.com would go to. Someone, somewhere, maybe, I don't know. No, it's contact@dubiousintent.com. And that's it.
Well played, sir. You can follow me on Twitter, Adam H the number 2T. Please do. I'd like some more followers.
Right. And thanks to everyone who called in for Mike Wallace and the Painter of Light, whoever the fuck that was. And if I offended anyone, for Jesus dying on his
My day, world is just a little bit darker.
Too bad.
Because of Thomas Kincaid.
Okay. Say goodnight.
Goodnight, Adam.